Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is October the 23rd and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Luke chapters 4 to 6. Are we being filled and led by the Holy Spirit every day? We read in Luke chapter 4 verses 1 and 2 and verses 14 and 15 like this. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and the news of him went out throughout all the surrounding regions, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. Jesus Christ is unique in his birth and growth into adulthood, unlike any other person born on this earth. This is especially true with relation to the role of the Holy Spirit in his life, even before his birth. When the angel Gabriel announced to the Virgin Mary about how Jesus would be conceived as a human, this is what he had to say: "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born with shall be called the Son of God." So the Holy Spirit was in fact responsible for the birth of Jesus Christ as a human baby through the womb of Mary. When Jesus came to age to begin his public ministry, one of the first acts that he did was to get baptized in the River Jordan in the hands of John the Baptist. Not that he needed to get baptized as a public act of confession of his inward faith. Jesus got baptized in water to show himself as an example and to fulfill all righteousness. While Jesus was praying during his baptism service, we read that the heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. The outward manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove was needed for the sake of the Jews witnessing the baptism, since Jesus was to himself baptize his followers with the Holy Spirit. So after the baptism of Jesus, both in water and the Holy Spirit, it is recorded that Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit and was led by the Spirit. In fact, there was never a time in the life of Jesus when he was not full of the Holy Spirit, but it is specifically mentioned here in connection with his temptation. To be filled with the Holy Spirit means to be completely yielded to him and to be completely obedient to every word of God. A person who is filled with the Spirit is emptied of known sin and of self and is richly indwelt by the word of God. As Jesus was returning from the Jordan, where he had been baptized, he was thereafter led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness. After being filled and led by the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit to Galilee to begin the second year of his public ministry, where he was widely acclaimed. Luke emphasizes the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' ministry, resulting in his subsequent fame. We too can be filled with the Holy Spirit, be obedient to God's will, and still experience temptations in our lives. The good news is that Jesus will identify with us in our temptations and can help us win the victory. It is not a sin to be tempted, for Jesus was tempted, but it is a sin to yield to the temptation. Instead, let us yield to Jesus, for in him we already have all things that we need. The question to ask ourselves today is this: are we being filled and led by the Holy Spirit every day?